This week, November 11th, 2014, on The Digital Story, a special edition show, Amazing Holiday Gift Guide for Photographers. All of this and more with yours truly, Derek Story, on The Digital Story. Welcome back to another Digital Story. Have a terrific show for you today. It's a fun show. We're going to be talking about photography gear, the amazing gift guide that I've been working on for some time. I've tested these items, and I have a list of goodies for you. I tell you, that's going to be the main feature of the show today. However, I am going to lead off with a snapshot, and then we'll get into the gift guide itself. Snapshot. So this week for the snapshot, we're doing a letter that was written to me. I do get mail. I do get reader mail all the time. I usually answer them offline, but Alyssa wrote me, and her note, as I thought about it and as I got ready to answer her, I thought, no, this is something I want to share with everyone. So I'll read her note, and then I'll comment on it. And not only responding to Alyssa, but to anyone else who might be interested. I'd say I'm a very intermediate photographer at best. So I was disappointed when Apple announced they were going to stop developing Aputure a while ago. Since then, I've learned a lot about Lightroom, thanks to lynda.com, because iPhoto didn't have enough editing tools and it didn't make sense to invest any more time learning Aputure. But I also hate the cumbersome workflow that comes with Lightroom and miss the simplicity of the Aputure / iPhoto combo. Can you shed any light on this for me as I look to the future? I thought, you know, that is a very real note. We're sort of at this crossroads right now, those of us who like Aputure a lot, and even iPhoto users. And I had a lot of conversations at Photo Plus about this very topic. And a lot of folks say, well, can you give me an easy way to move to Lightroom? And my response would be, well, why do you want to move to Lightroom? Well, Aputure's going away, and I don't know anything about this new Photos app. And I thought, well, I just go ahead and nip it in the bud and move to Lightroom now. Well, there's a couple issues around that. One is that it's not easy to move from Aputure to Lightroom. Just flat out not easy. So there's a lot of work involved in doing that. And you would be doing that work without knowing what's going to happen, without knowing what's going to happen with the new Photos app and even the evolution of the Mac OS and its interoperability with mobile apps and all that stuff. So it could be something where you spend a lot of time on it and then end up going, well, now that they've done this, I kind of like to stay with the Photos thing. So there's that part of it. And then the other part, which Alyssa points out, is that Lightroom just isn't as enjoyable for her as working in Aputure. And this is something that's very common, because what attracted people to Aputure first, or what attracted them to Lightroom, it's a lot like Mac versus Windows, Canon versus Nikon, all those sort of things where both apps are good, but one just feels better for one reason or another, and that's the one that you go with. And for a lot of folks, Aputure just feels better. So here's the thing. Photos app will be coming out sometime in 2015. We're hoping very early in 2015. At that point, we will have, you know, the first version of Photos app will give us a feel for the direction that Apple's going. Now, we have seen some preliminary things, and it looks good. It looks very good. Photos 1.0 isn't going to be as robust and full-featured as Aputure 3.6. Aputure took a long time to get where it was, where it is now, actually. But to help us with that, Our Aperture libraries and our iPhoto libraries are going to migrate to Photos no problem. And in the meantime, Aperture and iPhoto will continue to work on Yosemite. This is something that's a little different for Apple. They usually just kind of pull the carpet out from underneath folks and say, use the new thing. They're actually giving us a transition period. So you can continue to use Aperture all through the Yosemite cycle, and who knows, maybe even beyond that. But certainly in the foreseeable future, you can continue to use Aperture. Aperture is very enjoyable on Yosemite, by the way. That's what I'm using. And then you can experiment with the new Photos app, which we anticipate is going to evolve quickly. So we'll see, you know, their first version of it and have a chance to get to know it and play with it. And then it will continue to evolve. Remember, Photos has photo extensions, which means that third-party developers are going to be able to write modules for it that will integrate right in the app. So we anticipate that it's going to change quickly. Now, the way that I plan on approaching this is I have my Aperture library, and then I'll have the new Photos app. I'm actually going to make a copy of my Aperture library. I'll start out with an Aperture library. With that copy, I will migrate that copy to Photos, play with Photos, and learn it. Meanwhile, I will still have the Aperture version of the library available to me to use in Aperture. And I'm going to continue to depend on Aperture for my everyday work because everything is there, all my workflows are there, while Photos comes up to speed. Now, at some point, I anticipate that Photos will be the application that I need it to be, and then I can migrate the rest of my Aperture libraries to Photos and move on from there. So that's the plan for me. I think it's going to be much easier than trying to move everything over to Lightroom. I'm sort of like Alyssa. I use Lightroom for certain things, but I don't enjoy it as much as I do Aperture. I think I'm going to enjoy Photos a lot. So, as I've said before, this is not a knee-jerk situation. We're in good shape with Aperture and iPhoto working on Yosemite. We can continue to just go on as we have. Then we can play with Photos as it evolves. And then at some point, make the switch over all the way. So thanks for your note, Alyssa. And that's my answer to you and to anyone else who's curious about it. And that is this week's Snapshot. Next story, the amazing holiday gift guide for photographers. Now here's a hand-selected list with items. I have 12 items on the list, ranging from $5.95 to $249. We've got all sorts of goodies here, and I'm just going to start with the $5.95 item, and then we will go right down the list and just have some fun with this. First item, the Nimble Stylus Pen Gift Set. This is at $5.95. This is our most affordable entry. So the Nimble Stylus Pen has been in the store for a bit, in the Nimble Photographer store. But for the holidays, we have the gift set, which includes a very nice, you have to see the picture. There'll be a picture in the show notes, and of course it's in the Nimble store right now. But a very nice leather holder for the stylus, all leather holder. It's a nice brown leather holder that the stylus fits into. So when you're giving a gift and you want something to be a little special, this is it, right? Because you have this cool dual function stylus pen, which means that you can use it for your tablet or your iPhone, your Android device as a stylus. And then when you need an ink pen, you just press the top button and you have a very nice ballpoint pen that you can use. And then when you want to go back to stylus, you just retract the pen and go back to stylus work. And it's really cool. I use it all the time. I have a couple of them actually that I use. And I like it personally for restaurant viewing on my iPad because my hands get, you know, a little greasy from the food, and I don't want to smear my iPad as I touch it. So I just use the stylus to browse and read the newspaper and catch up on the news while I have a bite to eat. And then sometimes I just use it because it's just more fun to use. I really like it. So the pen itself, the stylus pen itself, has the Walking Man logo on it with the Nimble Photographer. It looks really nice. It's very handsome, both the pen and the leather holder. And it's just a nice gift that you can give to someone that doesn't cost you very much. $5.95, only $1 for shipping. It's a terrific deal. And that is item number one on our holiday gift list. Item number two, the Focus Digital Gray Card Set and Lanyard. I'm carrying one of these in my bag now. They are three cards. One is white, one is gray, and one is black. They are laminated, so they're really durable. And they can attach to a lanyard that's included, so you can wear them around your neck. And for instance, you can use the white card for bouncing light and doing custom white balance with your camera. You can use the gray card to put in a scene and later on use it for white balance adjustment in either Aperture or Lightroom in post-production. And then you also have a black card if you need it. And a lot of times the black card could be used as an additional shade. So, you know, you have, you know, these cool little things. They hardly take up any room at all in your camera bag. They're really handy. And a lot of times, especially when you're shooting a product or something and there's no real gray or white in the scene, stick that gray card in there, take it on the first shot, and then just take it out, shoot as regularly, and then you can get that really good and accurate color later on in post-production. $6.50 for the set. It's a really terrific stocking stuffer for the photographer in your life. You know, and all these items, there are pictures of the items, the short descriptions, and the links to them that take you directly to these items are in the show notes for the digital story. So you don't even have to take notes now. You just listen and enjoy. And then, you know, when you want to see them online, just go over to the show notes at thedigitalstory.com. And I'll have all the stuff there ready for you. I've done all the legwork. You just have to sit back and relax. Okay, item number three. This is the other item from the Nimble store. I have two items from the Nimble store. And this is the Nimble Fingerless Gloves. And these have been pretty popular. And I gave some away at the workshop, the recent workshop, and they were a hit there too. They're 100% acrylic gloves. They're nice and soft. They don't retain water at all, so you can use them in damp environments. The fingertips are exposed, so you can work your camera or your tablet, whatever you happen to have. There are rubberized dots on the palms of the gloves, so that assists you with gripping tripods and things like that. It has a high wrist design, so it comes up so that while you're working or something, if your jacket sleeve pulls up a little bit, you know, as it does sometimes when we're in motion, you'll still stay warm because the glove comes up on your wrist like that. There's an embroidered Walking Man logo on each wrist. It looks really nice. And the whole thing is just, they're handy, they're cool, they don't hardly take up any space, they're super functional. Nice gift, and they're $12.99. And those are also in the Nimble Photographer store, and there'll be a link in the show notes for them. Next item, coming in at $30, the Nanook 903 case. Now, I got turned on to this at Photo Plus, and these things are cool. They're like mini Pelican cases. So they're waterproof, they're dustproof, they're impact resistant. They use 100% stainless steel hardware, even has an automatic pressure release valve. And they come in a variety of sizes and colors. And I mean a lot of colors, so you can really get anything that you want. So the one that I'm featuring is one of the smaller ones. It's the 903 that I use for my Olympus OMD EM10 with a pancake lens on it. And then there's still room for the 12 to 50 zoom next to it. And that's the picture that I have in the show notes that you can see it. And that case is $30. And the thing about it is that you don't need to carry a ginormous waterproof case. Let's say that you just want a camera or a lens or something to be protected. So you get one of these smaller Nanook cases that have a nice handle. They look really good. Put that in a duffel or backpack or something. And then if everything else gets wet, that's fine, your clothes or whatever, but you know your camera gear will be okay. And they have bigger cases, you know, that go on up, and they're relatively affordable. And I just think they'd be a really cool gift for someone that's very outdoorsy. The 903 is great for GoPros and smaller cameras. And even, like I said, my OMD EM10 works great in there. $30, it's sharp, and I think a lot of people would really enjoy receiving it. And that's the Nanook 903 case. And of course, the link is in the show notes. Next item. This is from CT, Digital Photography Magazine. It's a magazine, as you know, that I'm associate editor for, and a magazine that I'm very proud to be associated with. They are amazing. The magazine's engineered in Germany, and I literally mean that. And it's a quarterly photographic publication, and it does deep dives into gear reviews, techniques, artists, all that. There's no publication like it in North America. And this is one of the reasons why I think it's a good gift. And they're helping us out by doing a 2-for-1 holiday subscription. You order a subscription at the regular price, $49. And then there's a second subscription that you get for free. And then on top of that, they're also giving us the first chapter of a brand new book by Bruce Barnbaum, which is called The Essence of Photography. So there's a free downloadable chapter that you get with that. That's really good also. So you have a couple ways to go with that. One is you could give two gifts, you know, and I tested this page. I went to this page and reviewed it. And it's set up so that you could give one gift to one person and another gift to the other person and just pay the $49, which means it's like $25 for each person for this really nice gift. Plus you get the downloadable chapter, or you could give a gift to somebody and get a subscription for yourself. So you got a lot of different options on this. And, you know, this is a terrific, physical, beautiful magazine that they will get 4 times a year. And I think they'll think good thoughts about you every time they receive a new edition. So that is the CT Digital Photography 2-for-1 holiday subscription. And the link to the page for the 2-for-1 is in the show notes. So you don't have to do special code or anything. Just click on that link. It takes you to the right page. Go ahead and get your gift. Next item. Oh, this is a fun one too. For Micro Four Thirds shooters, the Olympus 9mm F8 fisheye body cap lens for $99. This is a lens that I take with me everywhere. I just adore this lens, I have to tell you. $99 lens, I absolutely love it. It gives you 18mm fisheye view of the world. And so 18mm, you know, as a 35mm equivalent. A fisheye view of the world. It literally is the size of a body cap, and it takes beautiful pictures. I mean, the pictures are gorgeous. This is not a toy. This is a real lens. And I've always wanted to carry a fisheye with me. Never wanted to pay a lot of money for one, and never really wanted the bulk of a fisheye lens. And when Olympus came out with this, it just solved all that problem. Because it literally takes up no room. It's like the size of an Oreo cookie. And it takes great pictures. And it's only $99. It works on both Olympus and Panasonic Micro Four Thirds cameras. So any Micro Four Thirds mount, it works great on. It's lovely. And there's two lenses in the gift guide. They're both great prices. And how often do we get to give a lens to a photographer? Not often, you know, and this is one that they will just thoroughly enjoy. And you take pictures with it unlike any other picture that you would take with another lens. So it's fantastic. The Olympus 9mm f8.0 fisheye body cap lens, and the link is in the show notes. All right, I have another goodie for you. This is one of two, what I would call storage solutions that we have in the gift guide. This one is the Lexar Professional Workflow 256 gigabyte SSD USB 3.0 storage drive. This thing is really new, and I like it a lot. It just came onto my radar, actually, at Photo Plus. So it's just a little box. It's like 2.9 inches by 2.4 inches by less than an inch thick. So it's just a little box, so it fits anywhere. Has a USB 3 connector, comes with it. And then the one I'm using has 256 gigabytes of storage, and they also have a 512. The 256 gigabyte model is $129. So it's pretty affordable. And what you can do with this is just about anything, because it is a solid state drive. So I just did a test. I had an Aperture library that was 37 gigabytes on my MacBook Pro. So I copied it to this drive and, you know, said, well, how long is this going to take? And it took 2 minutes and 46 seconds to copy over. So it's pretty fast. Then once the library was on this drive, I said, well, can I, you know, run Aperture off it? Is it responsive enough and all that? And I did, and it was fantastic. It was fantastic. It was just like running it on the SSD that was in my MacBook Pro. So I'm going, wow, I have this really cool, really fast, really lightweight storage solution that only cost me $129. I think that would be a really nice gift. Now, it's both PC and Mac compatible. And then, by the way, it's also can be a component piece that works with Lexar's workflow HR1 and HR2 hubs. And the new hub, the HR2 hub, is Thunderbolt. So you can plug that drive into the hub, and then you have Thunderbolt connectivity with it. It's pretty slick, and I'll tell you, if someone gave me this gift for the holidays, I would be pretty happy because it fits in any camera bag, any backpack, and you have all of this really fast storage to use any way that you want. So anyway, that is the Lexar Professional Workflow 256 gigabyte SSD USB 3.0 drive, and it's a gem at $129. All right, I have another goodie for you. See, isn't this a cool list? You're going to like this one too. For Canon shooters, there's a brand new 24mm f2.8 STM pancake lens that's been announced. It's not shipping yet, but it should be shipping real soon, and I think it will be in time to nab it for the holidays for $149. $149. I mean, it has a metal mount. It has an STM drive. It's a sharp-looking lens. So it's for APS-C Canon cameras. So it'll provide a 38mm equivalent focal length. And at f2.8, it has both autofocus and manual focus switch, so you can go either way. And when it's in autofocus, it uses the new STM drive, which means it's quiet and it's great for movies. That's where it really shines, is with movie making. However, it's going to be terrific for stills. Yet it's a pancake. It won't even really protrude past the thickest part of the camera, where at the top, where the pop-up flash comes out. So it's literally not adding any space onto your camera at all. Silent focusing. This is terrific. You have a high-quality lens. I believe it even has a spherical element in it. Great focal length. Beautiful design. $149. And it's something that you can put on your camera and it won't take up any space at all, literally. So I think this is a great addition. And as I said, I have the link to B&H right now in the show notes. You can pre-order it or you can be notified when it comes in. I anticipate it's going to come in anytime now. And I think it will clearly be shipping in time for the holidays. What a beauty. And if you decided that you didn't want to take the risk with the 24 millimeter, remember they have the 40 millimeter pancake lens f2.8 for $199. So that could be your backup, and that's in stock right now. All right, another goodie for you. This is my item for last-minute gift purchases. You know, when it's like, you know, it's Christmas Eve, and you're going over to your friend's house in like an hour, and you need to do something. So one of those things that you can do is order a Rocky Nook ebook. And they have a wonderful library of ebooks and print books, of course. But the thing about the ebook is you can get it right away, put it on a flash drive, and then wrap it up and give it as a gift. And they're terrific. These books are really nice and a variety of topics. Everything from inspirational photography to how to use, you know, a Fujifilm camera. And everything in between. And what's nice is for this holiday special, I got this from them. I said, you know, I want to run a discount. They said, all right, we'll get you a discount. So you're going to give us 35% off. And all you have to do is use the code THANKS2014. THANKS2014 at checkout. Of course, I'll have the code in the show notes with the link to the Rocky Nook site, but that's all you got to do. And no matter what you order, you'll get 35% off. It will save your bacon. Believe me, if you give this fantastic 249-page book that they can read on their iPad or their Android tablet or whatever they want, their computer, they are going to enjoy it. And you're going to save a lot of money. So anyway, the whole Rocky Nook library, any selection, 35% off ebook, and it's a you can do it right away and can save your bacon as a last minute gift. All right, next item. This is one that I've talked about on the podcast, but I am so sold on it. And it is the incredible Western Digital 1 terabyte My Passport wireless hard drive for $179. This device includes an SD card reader, 1 terabyte of storage, built-in Wi-Fi access point. It's slick, has USB 3 connectivity when you want to use a wire, includes the cable. And essentially what it allows you to do is travel without a computer. If you bring this in an iPad or an Android tablet, you're set. You're in the field. You just shot all day. You want to back up that card. You just put it in the drive. And it will automatically back up everything, raw files, JPEGs, and movies. And then not only will it back it up, but anything that you have on the drive, you can view on a mobile device. It sets up its own Wi-Fi access point. You don't need another network. You can be in the middle of the desert. And you can listen to music, watch movies, look at photo libraries, read books, whatever you want. You can back up stuff from your iPhone or your iPad to the device. So if you've been shooting pictures all day with your iPhone, you can back them up to this too. It is really handy. I have been testing it. I have taken it on numerous trips now. It works great. I think it would be a fantastic gift. It's $179, and it's the Western Digital 1 terabyte My Passport wireless hard drive. We're moving up the list here. Things are getting a little bit more expensive. But still not crazy. Remember, the most expensive item on my list is $249. $249. Okay. We're not there yet, though. This one's $199. And I am in love with this also. Brand new. The Lowepro ProTactic 350 AW Urban Backpack. And it's a camera and laptop backpack. They were actually working on this bag when I was still working with Lowepro. Saw it in the early design phase and was pretty impressed with it. So then, of course, all the changes happened and I kind of lost touch with it for a while, and then it came out. And it's available through B&H Photo right now. And I got my hands on one, spent a day just really kind of playing with it, packing it different ways. And by the end of the day, I was in love with this thing. It is terrific. It has access from the top, from both sides, and from the back. And basically what you can do with it is set it up. You open up the back. The whole back opens up like a flip side. So you can configure this thing with it all open. Then you zip up the back, and depending on how you configure it, the way that I did it is that I have one camera available on one side, another camera available on the other side, and then the lenses and my iPad and my MacBook Air 13-inch computer are available through the top. So for instance, when I go into a coffee shop or something to work, then I just set the bag down on the ground next to me, open up the top, and I have everything there I need. I grab my hard drive, my iPad, my MacBook Air. It's just all, you know, really easy to get to. When I'm out in the field and I have it over my shoulders and I want to take a picture, I just slide it around, open up the side pocket, pull out my camera, shoot, put it back in the side pockets, swing it around. It looks really good. It has these loops all over it, and they include all these accessories with it, including these straps that can be used all sorts of different ways, including as a trolley sleeve. I wrote about this. I wrote a review on CT Digital Photography magazine about this and showed this. But it has like a water bottle holder, tripod foot, you know, all that kind of stuff. And then it has this really nice hip belt that's super comfortable. It has pockets on it and everything. But when you're traveling, like by plane or bus or something, the hip belt comes out and you can stash it in your suitcase so that the bag fits easily, you know, underneath the seat in front of you or, you know, wherever it needs to go. It looks great, has a harness system that's super comfortable and breathable so you don't get all hot and sweaty. It is just a joy, I tell you. This is a crazy good backpack. I just love it. I absolutely just love it. So anyway, I think it's a great gift item. It's $199. I have the link to it in the show notes. And then I have the article with lots of pictures and tips on how to use it on CT Digital Photography magazine. And it's the Lowpro Pro Tactic PROTACTIC 350 AW backpack. The last item, and this is a return item from last year. I think this is the only return item. And it's such a bargain. The Canon PowerShot S110 compact camera for $249. It has a 12 megapixel sensor, a high-speed autofocus, built-in Wi-Fi, 3-inch touchscreen, shoots full HD, shoots RAW files, has a 5x optical zoom that goes from 24 to 120 millimeter focal length, has a nice wide aperture, f2.0 on the wide end. It's a compact camera that fits in any pocket. It's something that a pro would like as a carry-around camera. You can put in his pocket to an enthusiast photographer, to a budding, aspiring photographer, to someone brand new. I mean, it's one of those cameras, it works for everyone. And because it's the previous model, the S120 replaced it, but you can still get the brand new S110 for $249. It was $500 when it came out. And I just think it's a steal. And again, like when I was talking about with the lenses, how often do you actually get to give a camera to somebody, you know, one that you can afford and is high quality? And this one fits the bill. And the link to it is in the show notes. And that is our amazing holiday gift guide. All the information is in the show notes. I hope you enjoyed it. Take a look at it. There's some good stuff there. And I think there's something for everyone there. And I hope you take advantage of it and that it's useful for you. All right, let's do a little virtual camera club news. Our book of the month is Photography as Meditation. And if you use the code PMED, you get a nice 35% discount on it from Rocky Nook. And from Red River Paper, We have pano cards. Here's a way to create something yourself, handmade and unique, that looks special. It looks different than what other people give. And panoramic cards fit in a number 10 envelope, so you could get like a little Christmassy number 10 envelope to put them in. When they're folded, they're 9 inches by 4 inches. They have a variety of stocks. Just really cool. Just like create like a really nice picture, pano style. Print some of these cards and give them out as special gifts to people. And you can get them at Red River Paper. There's a tile on all the pages. And I'm going to put a link in the show notes to the pano card FAQ page that will answer all your questions about this card, too. The folks at Sizzle Picks, they have a 20% discount through the end of November. All you have to do is put TDS 20% discount in the comments field. And also, I want to mention that they're qualified for PayPal Bill Me Later, which means no payments, no interest up to 6 months, which means you can have your Sizzle Picks now and pay nothing until May 2015. Hang your Sizzle Picks before Christmas. Pay nothing until Mother's Day. SizzlePix.com. And they have a tile on all the pages of the digital story. Okay, that's going to do it for me today. I'm really excited about this list. I hope you enjoyed the show. I'm working on some really cool stuff for the coming week, so make sure you come back next week. Until then, have fun browsing, and I'll see you in a week. Bye-bye now.